Can you make the volume a little louder? He should not ring the bell. Continue with the bell. Can you make the volume a little louder? I have a very bad throat. Can you make the volume a little louder?
So, in these various pictures of creation, the temple of the Lord Shri Shri Radha Bhagavata, Manita and Sita, Lakshmana and Hanuman, this initiation ceremony is taking place today. You kindly excuse me, I have a bad throat. Baba said, these temples are not in London or Paris or New York. These temples are all in Vaikuntha. So, the Devami temple, now clearly in Nairobi, is actually Vaikuntha. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, now the Muni explains to the Prachita, he says that as in that Muni, has three words. The first word is okay, am I speaking English?
Yes, yes.
Everyone understand English? Maybe someone can translate for Mataji. So we not only explains to the Prachita, a civilized human being has three words. The first word is from the womb of the mother. And this word is called Shokra Janma. Shokra in Sanskrit means semen. So Shokra Janma means birth and growth of semen of the child. This birth, as you know, is common to human beings and to animals. The second birth is realized when one gets initiated by a modified spiritual master. And this birth is called
Savitra Janma.
So in the ceremony today, most candidates are accepting the second birth of Savitra Janma. And because it is the second birth, they get a spiritual name connected to the Lord and His devotees. So the word Das and Dasi added it. Das and Dasi means Savitra Janma. The third birth gets realized when one gets initiated in the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, in a Krishna conscious movement, rather than initiation is only given or is normally given after one has done Bhakti Shastri and passed a certain exam and exhibited ideal Vaishnava behavior. Then one gets appointed for Brahmacharya initiation. And after getting baptized in the institution. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
The ego is okay? Okay. And after getting a baptized in the institution, one becomes eligible to dress the deities, or Bharatis and deities, for the deities, etc. So the three words, Shokra, Savitra, and Yagi Kandana. The Harinam initiation is awarded after one has chanted 16 rounds, in most cases for 2 years, and one has been and takes a responsibility to follow 4 ethical principles. No meat, fish and eggs, no intoxication, no tea and coffee, no illicit sex life, no gambling. And understanding that the goal of human life is control the mind and senses and make spiritual advancement. Sri Prabhupada gave us a pure philosophy without any adulteration. Chanting the holy name is recommended in the scriptures. I am in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Bhav Janma Kare Yadi Shravana Kirtanam. Prabhupada Krishna Prabhupada. When I go on chanting the names of the Lord, Buddha Bhagavad, and unless one avoids the 10 offenses, we will not be able to do that about God. It is very important that we not only chant 16 rounds, but we endeavor to avoid the offenses and improve the quality of our chanting. So the scripture is said, one can avoid the 10 offenses.
Is 10 offenses?
Hare Krishna. The 10 offenses are not just for the Bhakta program. They are for everyone, all of you. And these 10 offenses are so important that every day in our ISKCON temples, we normally recite these 10 offenses, remind ourselves of their importance. Chanting of holy name may be done in different stages. The first is the offensive stage, then in the stage of Dhammabhasa, and then in the purified stage. So as devotees who wish to make spiritual advancement, our goal should be to avoid these offenses to the best of our ability. Very briefly, offenses are one who aspires to be of dedicated their lives upon getting the holy name of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the people that God in our devotional service can be spoiled for man and a penny that love to come in. So, once you come on the spiritual path, we should avoid envy, jealousy, etc. We should align everyone is envious of everyone. If you see someone with some possessions and you don't have, you become envious. But in spiritual life, we avoid envy. And because we know this envious attitude, false attitude, will ultimately destroy ourselves. Lord Chaitanya was very strict on this point. Lord Chaitanya's mother was Sati Devi. She had in her heart a certain amount of anger and Advaitacharya. She would often think that my older son left home because of Advaitacharya and Hindus. And now my younger son is also in the place. So she didn't so much with him. And devotees would tell Lord Chaitanya, you're merciful upon everyone. Yes, but do all of you understand? Okay. I just want everyone to understand what is being spoken. That's all. Okay. So the devotee could often tell Lord Chaitanya, you're being merciful upon everyone. Why are you being merciful to your mother? And he would say, my mother had an offense. And what was her offense? Just as anger with Acharya. And then when you do the dust from Acharya's feet, Lord will be pleased with the rest of the world. The purpose why the example is often quoted is to highlight that even Lord Chaitanya was so strict on his point of Vaishnava. So you should worry Vaishnava. Then Prabhupada often encouraged us to look at the good in everyone rather than look at the bad. We should be like a bee and not a fly. The next offense is considered the name of demigods to be equal to our independence and the holy name of the Lord Krishna. This offense is not very, not a problem. The devotee is joining us with a Western background. The devotee is coming with an Indian background. This presents a problem. Because we are all brought up in the atmosphere. All brought up on taking any path of another Buddha. But when you come to Krishna consciousness and meet devotees and meet Prabhupada books, it says very clearly, Ekla Ishwar Krishna, Arsavitaya, Krishna is the only master, all of us are Lord. So we should recognize that the demigods are all subordinate to the Lord, not equal to the Lord, or independent of the Lord. And as Jnana Muni explained in the fourth canto, when you water the root of the tree, you automatically water all the branches and the leaves. So by giving our devotion to Krishna, by giving our love to Krishna, and dedicating ourselves to chanting his names, we will also be the demigods. We should have no doubt in our heart. And maybe I'm disputing the river. No, the death can be really helped. Rama, Shiva, Indra, all the other gods, the Sun, Krishna, and the Supreme. So, are we focused on devotion of Krishna? We chant the name of Krishna, and we are convinced that by serving Krishna, we are also discharging our death. Our obligation that we have. The next is to disobey instruction of the spiritual master and to consider him to be an obligation. The scriptures recommend that one should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual teacher. What is his qualification? Vachameva manasa krodha vega, yoga vega mudhara pasta vega. He should have control over body, mind, and senses. What is the duty of the spiritual master? The spiritual master is not a magician or a superhuman being. Sometimes people have a very false, exaggerated concept of what a guru is. They think a guru is some magician. No, the guru is simply a transcendental postman. It delivers the message of Godhead as it is coming down through the discipline succession. And one who preaches by example, that is very important to preach by example. And the Guru's desire is not that he has some lovely disciples, or has some lovely Yakshana. The Guru's desire is and the disciple makes spiritual advancement. Prabhupada used to say, we should only take initiation if we are serious about spiritual life. Prabhupada often said, just because of passion I have a dog, you keep a dog. Don't take a guru. Just because of passion, I should not take it. One should accept initiation only when he is serious about spiritual life. Being serious about spiritual life means, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, accept what is favorable as spiritual advancement and reject what is unfavorable. So initiation is not the end. Sometimes we see that before initiation, the individual is very regular in coming to the temple. But after initiation, he thinks, oh, now I'm initiated. I need to go over everything. Initiation is just the beginning. It's not the end. Just like if you enter a medical school, it doesn't mean you become a doctor. It means that if you pass exams and go through all the formalities, one day you become a doctor. So initiation is just the beginning. And the desire of the spiritual master is that the devotee get attached to holy name, get attached to Prabhupada's movement, and develops humility. Humility is a virtue that we all lack. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized tolerance and humility as requisites if we want to chant the holy name all the time. So that's what we should develop. Try to develop the mood of humility and try to develop the mood of service. Sometimes we have a mood. I only serve the Guru and nobody else. I want to be to serve all the Vaishnavas. And the spiritual master is pleased when he sees the disciple loving him. Compassion of Vedic literature or literature in persons of the Vedic version. The Vedic literature was compiled by Vyasadeva. And the Vedic message is flawless. The Vedic message is flawless and free of any defects. And it is also known as an Atman Dharma. So the Vedic message is true for Jani and Anity. So if somebody thinks, oh, the Vedic message is outdated, it's not relevant to today's environment, it's actually a great offense. We should have full faith in every word that you read in the Bhagavatam or the Gita as being natural truth. And we should not at any time doubt the potency of this literature. The next offense is to give some interpretation, the chanting of the holy name, until the glory of the holy name are exaggerated. Sometimes we maintain the holy name is powerful, but not so powerful. Maybe I need other mantras besides the Hare Krishna mantra. That is a great offense. Kale dasena nirajana sena bhagana kirtana deva krishna sena bhakta sena sena bhakta. Kale yoga is an ocean of eyes. There is one benediction in the city. That is the chanting of the holy name. So we should at no point think that the glories of the holy name are being exaggerated. At no point should we give abundant interpretation to the chanting of the holy name. As Prabhupada said, the chanting of the holy name is as natural as a child's cry for the mother. The chanting of the holy name is an appeal to the Lord. My dear Lord, please engage me in devotional service. And the chanting alone is enough to deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna. You don't need other mantras. The holy name alone is enough. Prabhupada, when he started the movement, he initially told the devotees, chant 64 rounds a day. But at that time, there were only American devotees, and this was the first center in New York. The devotees tried to chant 64 rounds, he couldn't, and they went back to whom they used to call Prabhupada Swamiji. They went back to Swamiji and said, 64 rounds is very difficult for Americans. You can't do it. Give us 32 rounds. Prabhupada said, okay, 32 rounds. And then after some time, they discovered that even doing 32 rounds was difficult in a day. So then they went to Prabhupada saying, even 32 was difficult. So Prabhupada said, 16 and no more, 500. No more. The 16 rounds is the minimum that the people from the low standard is the maximum. So we can do more, we can do more rounds. But in Kadasi, in our special days, of course we need to do minimum 25 rounds. And we can chant more. Our main focus should be the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. We don't need to get diverted into any other mantra except the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We do not commit sins on the stand of chanting also. one should not think, now I'm initiated, I got initiated in front of the Lordships, now my karma has been burnt, transferred to the Guru's account, now I'm free, I can go ahead and do some fresh nonsense, and I will be pardoned automatically. Prabhupada used to say, this is the most serious of all offenses. Sometimes someone will say, well, I didn't get saved, so I also get saved in that sense. The moment that I get saved, it is right. So, we should not commit sin on the strength of chanting. If we were the immediate Arjuna, that would be the seventh offense, according to Vishnu Chaturthi Thakur. So our goal should be, no more sinning. That is what initiation means. Part of what's initiating a devotee with a very corrupt background, criminal background. And Prabhupada said, now no more sinning. So that should be our goal. No more sinning. We've done a lot of mistakes. And now, having obtained spiritual knowledge, our goal should be to avoid many of these sins. We should not consider this chanting the holy name to be some type of karmakanda activity. The Shiva Thapata, from beginning to end, 18,000 verses, focuses on only one thing, pure devotional service. Vyasadeva, Ivadavadana Kumbaya, the vast meditative ritual. We're still feeling this moment. He felt that there was something lacking in his effort. And he was wondering what is the cause. And then he knew Radha Muni showed up. And he explained that he had not exclusively presented the science of pure bhakti. So this chanting the holy name is not some type of karmakanda activity. Once somebody came up to me and said, my business is having so many problems. Why is it having problems now? I'm initiated. I should have no problems. So this initiation is not some karmakanda activity. And now from tomorrow, anything you turn in touch will turn into gold. We are all victims of laws of karma. We all have a history of our karma. And we should not think, yes, because I'm initiated, yes, because I've become a Brahmin, now I have no negative reaction. So, karmakanda is sort of business activity. Prabhupada Thakur says, quality is consumed from a golden cup or a sorry cup has the same effect. We should not preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. On the one hand, we have Lord Chaitanya's instruction, Jayata Patayaka instruction. Where do you see feast at Lord Krishna? And the good thing in Kenya is, you see Hare Krishna, almost everybody responds. When I fly in air in Kenya, I see Hare Krishna. The crew always responds back. And so on the one hand, we've gone high enough, we expose people to the holy name, we don't discriminate. But the deep meaning of holy name may be revealed after one is developed, somewhere in the faith in the holy name. Then to maintain material attachment is by chanting the holy name. It also in offense. We hear in the scriptures about anarthas. We hear in the scriptures the anarthas will be smashed by the power of bhakti. We read in the books that the anarthas can be overpowered by the power of bhakti. So we know, in other words, what's good, what's bad. Now, if after initiation also, I want to keep doing what I was doing before, then that would be cheating on the initiation. We should not keep up with other titles, living with son-in-law,
therefore
we should give up our material titles and can do this for the power of Bhakti. One may be seen a lot of Hindi movies, but after when you come to spiritual life and get serious about initiation, then we resolve. No, I'm not going to sit and watch TV movies, I'm not going to sit and watch TV serials, I'm not going to sit and watch cricket matches. These are all detrimental. This is all poison for me. So unless we recognize what's poison and what's nectar, then you won't make spiritual birth. So when you maintain until attachment, despite chanting the holy name, is also an offense. Because we take a vow to give up what's detrimental. And another aspect of the tenth offense is to be inattentive while chanting. This is very important. Be inattentive while chanting. That means that when you're chanting your rounds, please concentrate on hearing the chant. Not that I'm chanting and being general attention at the same time. The more attentive you are in your chanting, the faster will be the spiritual process. So chanting the holy name is beneficial in any situation. Chanting the holy name is beneficial in any situation. But if you're attentive in chanting, more beneficial. Sometimes people say, my mind is always wandering, what do I do? The Prophet said, ignore the mind. At least when you're doing your prescribed quota of chanting, just focus on your chanting. Make this a single activity. Just like when you're eating prasad, your mind being interrupted. Yeah.
Eating prasad and your mind being interrupted.
What do you say? Let me eat in peace, come back later. Our goal should be, let me chant in peace. And I'll be curious to see that. Then you can get diverted into other activity. And you'll find, the more attentive you are in your chanting, the greater will be the spiritual benefit. So we hope that all the candidates accepting initiation, most are from Nairobi, some are from Mombasa, one are from Kampala. We hope that all of you will take this initiation seriously. And as all of you know, Prabhupada's great desire was to see Krishna consciousness spread at the local level. So every endeavor has been made to spread Krishna consciousness at the local level. And we should also read Prabhupada's books regularly. Prabhupada labored hard to produce these books.
Prabhupada
labored
hard
to produce these books. And we should regularly read these books. Reading these books will give us spiritual knowledge. And we should constantly understand the importance of Sadhu Sangha. If we stay in Sadhu Sangha, there's a good chance that we'll be able to make spiritual progress. Our goal should be, I will eat but nothing but Krishna Prasad. Don't think, oh, that's a vegetarian restaurant. Going to Vaishnava Dhaba, I can eat there. Our goal should be, I will eat what is Krishna Prasad. And in the strict, so we hope that all the candidates accepting initiation and who are initiated, planning on making advancement, will understand the serious nature of initiation and in a sincere endeavor, Krishna will help. We should also have the preaching mood. This is a preaching movement, as you saw the Yoga Devotion presentation last night. There were more than 650 temples all over the world now. We should have expanded preaching there. Paradokaduki, he sees that as an instrument. He also gets distressed. So we hope that all the candidates are something in this situation will take the vows seriously. Our goal should be to chant around nicely, develop tolerance, develop humility, develop the mood of service, study Prabhupada's books regularly, and aspire to stay in the devotee association. And teach wherever possible. And if we do that, we'll be able to make spiritual advancement. Material attraction is always there. We should not think that I'm initiated. My enemy is not going to disturb me. My enemy intensifies our efforts when she sees our initiated. So you have to be really careful. Take advantage of the spiritual weapons that we have. We have the strongest spiritual weapons, and we take advantage of them, and we'll be able to defeat fire. So we hope that all the candidates will help expand the preaching in Kenya, Uganda, and other parts of the world. And please take this process seriously. Hare Krishna. Everybody was supposed to go on the 5 o'clock flight. Usually flights are delayed. And it's in a blue moon to get people. So, it's flies everywhere.
Go in the
break. Okay, so. This is the modern age where we think of using technology and derive and speeding things.